It's been a minute, but I'm back. I've been ill. Miles has not been, but I haven't been here, so we haven't done a show. But now we do. I'm ready. Miles, are you ready?
Yeah!
So you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? It is time for us to debate. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Versus. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, as always, joined by my co-host, Miles Sprong. How you doing, Miles?
Oh, you know, I'm living the dream.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Well, I've been sick for past couple of days. I've been at home getting some stuff done. Came back on Wednesday, got some more stuff done, and then I went home, and then I cried.
Fun.
No, I'm still coughing a little bit, but you know, I'm alive. I'm chilling. Miles, you're sneezing a bit. Is it because of the snow, the cold?
No.
The allergies?
Maybe.
Is it the plague? Did the worms get to you, too?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it snowed. That's a weird one.
It did.
That's weird.
It did.
That does not happen often anymore, especially because the 2 days before it snowed, it was 70 degrees out.
Yeah. And
then it was 28 yesterday.
You probably didn't see this, but the Pittsburgh Steelers-Cleveland Browns game last night for Thursday Night Football in Cleveland.
Yep.
Like, it was completely, like, you know, perfectly fine field, like, when the game started, and by the end of the game, it looked like a blizzard was happening. Like, it was craziness.
That, honestly, it was like, dude, I came out of
school. Shout out Jameis Winston.
I came out of school after, on Wednesday, not on Wednesday, yesterday, and my car was not only completely caked in, like, 4 inches of snow, but it was the wind was blowing so much and it was snowing so bad that I, like, it was blowing into my face so that I could walk out to my car. So I had to turn around, walk backwards, and look over my shoulder to see if I, so that I didn't get snow in my eyes. And then my girlfriend had to follow me out, so we, because she had her hood pulled all the way down over her eyes.
Yeah.
So she locked arms with me, and she walked forward, looked down at the ground, and I walked backwards, so we walked facing opposite directions, and I was just over my shoulder, guiding us both. We looked like, I don't know where I was going with that. Never mind.
Oh, okay, fine.
My brain's shot, and I don't have any references left. Anyways, Miles, do you like SpongeBob?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Do you like SpongeBob?
I figured that was the answer. Yes. Yes, I do. Yes.
Are you familiar with Mickey Mouse?
No. Never heard of such a character in my life.
Outrageous. Today we're going to figure out which of them wins.
Okay.
And I think Mickey Mouse stomps.
No.
I think Mickey Mouse beats
the
crap out of SpongeBob.
No!
SpongeBob stands no chance.
Well, reasoning.
Number one, have you seen the SpongeBob movies?
Yeah.
Do you know how small SpongeBob is?
Yeah.
Do you know how large Mickey Mouse is?
No, how large is Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse is the same size as his actual dog. Like, just a little bit smaller, just because, you know, Pluto is a big guy.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a human-sized mouse.
Exactly.
SpongeBob is human-sized.
No. SpongeBob is sponge-sized.
Well, he's not probably exactly sponge-sized.
He is a sponge that wears pants.
You know...
He is a sponge.
You know where he isn't a sponge? Or where he isn't sponge-sized?
What?
You know where he isn't sponge-sized? In the classic 2016 movie, SpongeBob SquarePants, Sponge Out of Water.
Yes, that movie. The one movie. And then he becomes sponge-sized again.
Yeah, but okay, if so SpongeBob is on land fighting Mickey Mouse, it's over.
Okay. I need you to understand that SpongeBob wasn't able to breathe on land the first time until the dolphin gave him powers.
Uh-huh. The dolphin gave him powers.
And then when he landed for the first time, he was still very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
He did not
then he wasn't.
He didn't become human-sized until much later on.
Okay. He still became human-sized and had superpowers.
The superpower is bubble.
Okay. Still a superpower.
Soap. Mickey Mouse is a wizard.
That's not accurate to the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse lore.
Okay, but if you can use sponge out of water, a non-canon movie...
No, it's a canon movie.
It's not a canon movie.
Yes, it is. It
does not take place within the same timeline.
Hold on. Uno momento. Is sponge out of
water? If it was canon, then it would have been referred to in the show. Would have been referred to in the TV show.
If it was canon to the universe, it would be a prequel.
It's a prequel?
It's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
It's a prequel.
Interesting.
And it came out in 2015, not 2016. I lied.
Interesting. The before times. That was before they shot
Harambe. Wow, there is a whole theory on this in the SpongeBob Reddit. Yeah, here we go.
The movie came out before they shot Harambe.
Sponge out of water splits the SpongeBob timeline theory. This thought just popped into my head, so it isn't very developed, but after watching the second SpongeBob movie, I pondered how this could possibly lead into the first SpongeBob movie, which is the supposed canon end of the series. I mean, at the end of Sponge Out of Water, Plankton learns the true meaning of teamwork and teams up with his rivals to restore peace in Bikini Bottom. So how does he end up...
Actually, TM work.
Oh, sorry. I'm out of line. So how does he end up going so far as to wanting Mr. Krabs dead and enslaving the entirety of Bikini Bottom populace to do his bidding by the first movie? Wow,
he did that.
This is like really in depth.
Oh yeah, people go bonkers on conspiracy theories. You
recall
about
the movie features numerous examples of time traveling.
Uh-huh. It does.
Wow, this is... Oh. Oh. Okay. Yeah, so it's a prequel.
Interesting.
SpongeBob Out of Water, or Sponge Out of Water, is a prequel to SpongeBob as the whole SpongeBob franchise.
It's a prequel to the whole franchise.
Yes. It is the first line in a line of events. So he is, this is the thing that sparks the SpongeBob SquarePants show is what I'm establishing from that.
I do not believe that. Simply do not believe it.
No, because this is what they said. So, you know, Plankton learns the value of TM work, but then Mr. Krabs still refuses to share any bit of money or the formula or business, so then Plankton grows bitter, and that's why he wants to kill him and enslave Bikini Bottom again by the
It's a non-canon movie.
No.
It's easier to say. Easier. It makes sense with the lore. It makes sense with the timeline.
No, it doesn't. It makes a lot more sense with if
it
you
doesn't make any more include sense.
Sponge Out of Water.
Include Sponge Out of Water as a prequel. Out of Water involves time travel, space, super dolphin.
Uh-huh. What about it? It's canon.
It takes place in 2015. The rest of the show takes place in the 80s. It starts in the 80s.
I don't make the rules. It's canon.
Yeah, according to Reddit. It doesn't count according to Reddit.
Dude, you didn't read that theory. That was, like, really in-depth.
Okay, well, all these theories are...
This is a SpongeBob historian right here.
None of the Reddit, like, film theories are good. All right, there's a theory that says Snowpiercer is a sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I've seen that, and I think that is... I actually watched that video. Dude, I believe it.
There's a theory that thinks Walter White's product started the zombie apocalypse in The Walking Dead.
Wait, what? Oh, Breaking Bad starts the apocalypse for The Walking Dead? Yeah, I think I've seen that, too.
None of those are, like, good theories. And this isn't a good theory either. Sponge Out of Water doesn't make sense as a prequel. But Mickey Mouse.
Okay, so then someone else is saying, someone else brings up a good point. A show like SpongeBob generally does not have any continuity at all.
Exactly.
So, technically...
There's no canon to SpongeBob.
There is no canon to SpongeBob. I would say there is canon to Mickey Mouse.
They're separate canons. What? Mickey Mouse has separate canons.
What do you mean?
There's Steamboat Willie, the original, like, old black and white cartoons. Right?
But that's not Mickey, though.
That is Mickey. It becomes Mickey.
Yeah, but it isn't Mickey, Mickey, Mickey.
His name is Mickey.
His name's Steamboat Willie.
No, Steamboat Willie was the name of the cartoon.
Oh.
Mickey is the mouse.
Okay.
Now, then there is Mickey Mouse Club.
I think that
is... A little later, other cartoon, separate universe. Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, the 3D animated Disney Junior TV show, separate canon. And then, of course, the new Mickey Mouse shorts, the Mickey Mouse show that Disney has, the new animated one, separate universe.
But I would say that it's all different variations of Mickey Mouse in different universes. While SpongeBob sticks with the same animation and art style, and then Sponge Out of Water is just a continuation of that SpongeBob and not different SpongeBob.
If you are able to use Sponge Out of Water SpongeBob, I am able to use Fantasia and or Three Mouseketeers Mickey Mouse.
I don't know. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That's like saying, oh, so if we did like Thanos versus, or if we did Thanos versus like some really big baddie, I get to use the one where Thanos, I get to use the alternate reality in which Thanos wins. Like, that's that same type of thing.
It's not really the same thing at all.
Yeah, it is.
It really isn't.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Because you're arguing that different timelines in different universes can be used, or can be used, and you can just pick and choose.
Well, here's the thing. We've established that SpongeBob now is a uniform thing. It just takes, it just goes all willy-nilly. It's the same character across the whole thing. Which version of Mickey Mouse am I allowed to use? There's so many different versions of Mickey Mouse. SpongeBob is just the one guy that does all these zany things.
Well, if you said...
I have multiple Mickeys.
If the argument was Fantasia Mickey Mouse, then I would probably let you use Fantasia Mickey Mouse.
Which Mickey Mouse do I get to use?
I'd say...
I'll win the argument either way.
I'd say you get to use the most or the longest running like canonical timeline, which was Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Easy. I win immediately.
How?
It's simple. His Mouseketools.
What Mouseketools are going to kill SpongeBob?
Do you understand the concept of a Mouseketool?
I know how important the Mouseketools are.
To the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse canon.
Muska.
Mickey Mouse. The Mouseketools are established at the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
At the beginning of every episode of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, the Mouseketools are given out ahead of time.
Okay.
Therefore, Mickey Mouse's clubhouse, and Mickey Mouse...
But they're not picked by him, though.
Mickey Mouse, as the creator of said clubhouse, Mickey Mouse's clubhouse can see the future.
No, but, like, let's say that SpongeBob takes him by surprise. You know what I'm saying? He takes the whole world by surprise. He's doing... Mickey Mouse is doing a whole separate journey. He's doing a whole separate quest. Maybe he's, like, you know, rescuing a sheep from Farmer Pete or something because he's... You know, not feeding it enough or something.
Gonna eat the sheep.
Gonna eat the sheep.
He's a cat.
Let's say he's doing that and he's got like...
He'd eat the sheep.
Well, I'm just using an example. So he's doing a completely separate quest. And I don't know, he's got like, I don't know, a pair of headphones, a pillow, some pliers, and, you know...
You tell me my Mouseketools.
And the mystery Mouseketool.
You tell me my Mouseketools. What are my Mouseketools?
Your Mouseketools are...
I'll tell you exactly how I kill SpongeBob with these.
I'm going to say a whiteboard.
A whiteboard.
A chair.
Chair.
Yeah. Probably a rope. Yeah, he probably likes to use rope. And then your mystery Mouseketool... I will reveal to you later.
Easy. Here's how I kill SpongeBob with these materials.
Okay.
SpongeBob has holes.
Okay.
Put the rope through each hole. Weave.
You think he'd let you do that?
He has no choice. He's a sponge. I hold him down.
You'd get the first end of the rope in, and he'd be like, oh no, and jump back.
Really quick.
Or one hole. Or he will use one hole. Or he will use his spatula to...
His spatula cannot cut the rope.
His spatula can.
His spatula can cut the rope.
Have you seen how powerful his spatula is in Sponge Out of Water?
It's a different spatula.
No, it's not.
It's a magically enhanced spatula.
Yeah.
But it's not the same spatula anymore.
Well, I'm talking about the magically enhanced spatula. You're talking about
magically enhanced spatula?
Because I get to use Sponge Out of Water. So I'm using the Sponge Out of Water version, which has a magically enhanced
spatula. Mickey Mouse hits SpongeBob superhero on the back of the head with the chair.
Not if SpongeBob doesn't have his back turned.
Then the front of the head with the chair. Mickey Mouse also does something a little funny with that whiteboard. You know what he does?
What?
Mickey Mouse pulls out a dry erase marker. Mickey Mouse draws Super Doodle Bob.
But it's not a magical whiteboard. It's a regular whiteboard.
Oh, but Doodle Bob wasn't magic. He was just a dude with a pencil that came to life.
Okay.
It just happened. SpongeBob okay. drew Doodlebob and he came to life.
Can Doodlebob come out on whiteboards? I didn't think so.
He came out of the paper.
Okay. Doesn't mean he can come out of the whiteboard.
If he can come out of the paper, he can come out of the whiteboard.
Not necessarily.
I'm going to say it happens for the sake of the argument.
That's like saying if I can jump into a pool, then I can jump into a pool of acid and survive.
That's not even close to what that argument is. No.
Yeah, it is. Because
it's a different drawing medium.
Because I'm still jumping in a pool. But it's two different substances.
That is not even close.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Doodlebob being drawn on paper is not different from Doodlebob being drawn on a dry erase marker.
Yes, it is.
On a board. The only difference is that he's erasable. But, oh wait, what's this? Doodlebob is erasable too. This one's just liquid and the other one's graphite. Neither of which should work underwater, by the way. How did Doodlebob come to be? They drew him with a pencil underwater.
Oh, wait, but the dry erase board doesn't come with a dry erase marker.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse has one.
Why would he just have a dry erase marker? That makes no sense.
Why would SpongeBob just have superpowers?
Because a magical dolphin gave them to him in the 2015 movie, Sponge Out of Water.
My Mystery Mouse Catool was a dry erase marker.
No, I get to pick your Mystery Mouse Catool.
Tell me my Mystery Mouse Catool right now.
A cassette tape of a Cher album.
Cassette tape of a Cher album?
Yeah.
Easy. SpongeBob sing-along episode.
Oh, never mind. You might get me there.
What's he going to do now? Now it's a musical.
Judas. No, I'm kidding. SpongeBob, faced with the threat of destruction, SpongeBob turns into I don't know. I'm trying to think. Trevor from GTA 5.
That's not how that happens.
Yeah, he gets that mindset, like that rampage.
SpongeBob does not do that.
He has like that, like the rampage mindset.
All right, you know what then? Mickey Mouse goes Super Saiyan. Now what?
Well, then SpongeBob calls his magical dolphin buddy.
This isn't SpongeBob and Magical Dolphin versus Mickey Mouse.
No, it's like his manager. You know how WWE people have managers, but the managers don't really do a lot? Same type of thing.
Mickey Mouse calls in John Cena.
Okay.
Now what? You can't see him. He's somewhere. Where?
The magical dolphin is like, you can see John Cena now.
Won't stop him. Just because you can see him doesn't make him not John Cena.
Yeah, but SpongeBob...
Back to Mickey Mouse and SpongeBob alone.
Okay, fine. But... No, because what's Mickey Mouse going to do when he gets trapped in a bubble?
Easy. Pop it. He's a mouse. He has sharp teeth.
I don't think it's that simple.
He has sharp teeth. Have you seen a mouse's teeth? They're weird.
But theoretically, then anyone that gets trapped in a bubble or SpongeBob's bubble can just...
Yeah. It's happened in the movie. Happened in the movie.
Nope. Don't know what you're talking about.
To our loyal listeners, it is important that you know right now that Miles, our entire argument so far has been nuh-uh.
That's not true. I mean, nuh-uh. Hold on.
You're just gonna reflect poorly in the polls, Miles.
No. Hold on, I'm trying to see. I'm trying to see if they did actually pop a bubble, because I don't remember that.
They absolutely popped a bubble.
I don't think they did. Oh, well, there's bubbles. That's the dolphin. I don't like that song, and I put an end to it, is the quote that they use on the Encyclopedia Spongebobia.
Oh, yeah, that's during the end credits.
I don't like the song, and I will put an end to it.
When they do the epic rap battle of history between the seagulls and the dolphin.
Dude, it was awesome.
Who voices the dolphin?
Oh, I don't remember.
Who voices Bubbles the
dolphin?
Hold
on, hold on,
I love hyper-realistic CG dolphin.
Okay, so for some reason they just aren't
telling
you. Oh my god, his history page is, his encyclopedia page is pretty great, actually.
Who's the voice of the dolphin?
Bubbles voice actor. No, not from Powerpuff Girls.
Matt Berry. It's Matt Berry.
SpongeBob. It's Matt Berry.
I said that.
Nope. Nuh-uh. But anyway. Bubbles. What if theoretically... I don't know where I was going with that.
Yeah, I thought
I'm not going to lie. I started to say...
So Mickey Mouse pops a bubble.
Okay.
Now what? What else does SpongeBob have other than brute strength at this moment in time? Current moment in time.
He has brute strength.
Yes.
You just said it. He has brute strength.
Brute strength. But Mickey Mouse has something that SpongeBob does not.
Just.
Well, shoo. He says something that SpongeBob might also have a little bit of.
What?
Plot armor.
Oh, SpongeBob has so much plot armor.
SpongeBob has died before. In the end of the first movie, of course.
Almost.
But he was rehydrated.
Yeah.
Mickey Mouse has no such weakness. Mickey Mouse doesn't die from dehydration.
You know what he dies from?
What?
Mouse traps.
Hmm. A human-sized mouse trap.
Human-sized mouse trap.
Yes, a human-sized mouse trap.
With like a big old block of cheese in it.
Mickey Mouse is now vegan.
No. That's not how that works.
Put tofu in the mouse trap. What are you going to do?
That's exactly what I'll do.
Tofu is so unappealing.
So I look at tofu and I'm just like, what is this?
It's a block of sadness. It's an edible brick of despair and anguish.
Is this ham processed? If it's not, or if it's processed, I won't eat it.
I have that copy pasta.
Ma'am.
Hold on. I have it.
I don't
Hold
remember.
On. I have it. You ready?
Yeah.
Is this ham processed? If it's processed, I don't want it. Ma'am, that is an 11-pound whole slab of deli ham. It has no bones, fat, or connective tissue. It is an amalgamation of the meat of several pigs, emulsified, liquefied, strained, and ultimately inexorably joined in an unholy meat obelisk. This prism of pork is more than deli meat. It is a physical declaration of mankind's contempt for the natural order. It is hubris manifest. We also have a lower sodium variety, if you would prefer that.
Man, I love the internet sometimes.
Is SpongeBob a processed sponge or is he a sea sponge?
That's a great question, actually.
Is SpongeBob a...
Because he looks like a processed sponge.
He looks like a processed manufactured sponge, except the radiation may have made the regular sea sponge look processed. Looked carved, if you will. Oh my... Chiseled.
Dude... The top four Google results when I typed is SpongeBob is, like, bad.
Let me see.
Is SpongeBob still going? Is SpongeBob autistic? Is SpongeBob dead? And is SpongeBob gay? Like...
Those are fair questions, honestly.
I'm like, what? I mean...
fair questions.
Yeah, but, like...
SpongeBob loves his rainbows.
He does love his rainbows.
He loves
true.
His rainbows. He also loves fishing and failing his driver's test. Those don't have anything to do with the gay thing, but I just think that those are fun observations about SpongeBob.
Okay,
the character.
He is a sea sponge.
He is a sea sponge.
Yeah.
Why is he cut?
He works out.
Yes, by deadlifting two teddy bears attached to a stick.
Okay, so, like, Oh my God, there's this whole article right here
about
from
how
2021.
Strong SpongeBob is?
No. There's a little article right here from 2021 called How SpongeBob SquarePants, How Sea Sponge Became a Vital Member of the LGBTQIA+ Community.
Interesting.
15 pages long.
Holy crap. Honestly, I respect the commitment to the bit.
As confirmed by the creator, Steven Hillenburg, in 2005, he almost thought of the character as asexual. Additionally, SpongeBob is an actual sea sponge, a species which reproduces both asexually and sexually. Huh. Cool. Go team. Wait. That's a great question. Why are SpongeBob's parents round like sea sponges, whereas he is rectangular like a kitchen sponge? The SpongeBob lore goes deep.
The SpongeBob does go deep. What? Huh?
Oh, you know what could have been a really good Mickey Mouse variant that you could have used?
Kingdom Hearts.
No, but that's a...
Epic Mickey.
I was thinking that too, but no. That new horror movie that's coming out with Mickey Mouse.
Steamboat Willie one?
Yeah. Dude, imagine murderous Steamboat Willie versus Sponge Out of Water SpongeBob. I think that'd be an awesome fight.
Can we use Epic Mickey versus Sponge Out of Water
SpongeBob? No, he's too powerful. He controls the fabric of reality itself.
I would argue that so does Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Mickey.
That's not true.
He has literally hammer space. It's literally not even close. But SpongeBob also has hammer space.
I don't know what hammer space means.
Hammer space is the cartoon thing where cartoon characters can just pull objects out of nowhere. Like a large hammer.
Well, I mean, SpongeBob kind of does that.
Exactly. Like Patrick turning into a gorilla. Hammer space.
That's a Patrick thing. That's not a SpongeBob thing.
But it's hammer space.
Well, then I'll turn Mickey Mouse into gorilla.
Oh, but that's not how it works. Hammer space is just get object. Patrick just put on a gorilla costume.
Oh. Okay, because when you
gorilla,
said turn into a gorilla,
no, and then
I thought
the gorilla,
you meant...
Well, the gorilla was wearing a Patrick costume, that's why.
Oh.
Now, hammer space is literally just like, TNT, blow up. Like Roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote.
Wile E. Coyote needs to get his act together, because he has never killed Roadrunner, and he never will.
There's actually a short made where... He did.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and then he got depressed.
Mad props in the chat for Wile E. Coyote. Oh, didn't, like, Tom and Jerry kind of end that way, too? Where, like, Jerry, where he felt like finally got Jerry,
mm-hmm.
And then, like, they just, like, he was this, like, random bird or something, and he just got really depressed because he, like, missed the hunt.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, they reverted to, like, alcoholism or something. Tom reverts to alcoholism. That should be the title of the episode.
Mickey Mouse stomps SpongeBob. As simple as this. Now, allow me to explain further. Mickey Mouse has a wide arsenal of objects at his disposal. Not only his mystery mouse tools and his regular mouse tools. Mickey Mouse has battle experience.
We're talking about Kingdom Hearts right now.
No, I'm talking about Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
What do you have to battle in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
Pete.
He didn't have to, like, fight him.
He did. With trains. Mickey Mouse has, in Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, the show, run over Pete the Cat with a train.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse has a train that builds the track behind it and in front of it.
Okay, just step off the tracks.
Oh, but there is no track yet. Not until Mickey Mouse's train approaches its target. The train could quite literally hit a sick drift and then turn and run back into SpongeBob. Could you imagine drifting a train? Tokyo drifting a train.
No, because SpongeBob's too awesome. He'd just avoid all that.
Or he would tank it.
What do you mean he'd tank it?
He'd flatten himself and then reinflate. That's what SpongeBob would do. He wouldn't dodge anything. He's a cartoon. He has no concept of danger.
Yes, he does. He's SpongeBob. He recognized there was danger in the movies.
Yes.
And that's what made him not be a weenie anymore.
He still gets crushed from time to time by heavy objects. All that Mickey Mouse has to do is drop the train on him.
Okay.
And make a comedic whistling noise as it falls down.
And he can just... And
yes,
go right back up.
Yes, what if he leaves the train?
What?
What if he leaves the train?
You mean what if he leaves the train?
What if he leaves the train on top of SpongeBob?
Do you not see how porous SpongeBob can be? He can just inflate.
Not if he's on land.
He can just inflate.
They fill up with the water. That's how SpongeBob does it. He fills back up with water.
But if then he uses hammer space to pull.
That's not
if you
how
can use
works.
A train, I can use a bottle of water, okay? I can just drink some
dunk
water.
It. Just dunk it on him.
You don't even need to dunk it on him. He just needs to drink it. He just needs to go glug, glug, glug.
What's my mystery mouse tool?
I told you.
Did you?
A share mixtape.
Oh, yeah. And then
on cassette.
Yeah, but then it made a musical episode. SpongeBob can't resist a musical episode.
He can do like what Aladdin did in that one movie. In that one movie, you know, the movie named after him. Where, you know, he's
one movie.
He's running, or he's like running from the guards, and he's like, and he's like still, you know, being awesome and stuff, but he's like avoiding swords and everything. SpongeBob can do the same thing.
SpongeBob can do a dance number while dodging swords.
Oh, for sure.
SpongeBob could do a dance number while dodging Mickey Mouse's train.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
what if Mickey
definitely.
Mouse jumped out of the train and Omni-manned SpongeBob with the train?
I haven't seen Invincible. I'll just throw... You could have just said, just throw it at him.
Oh, no, it's not that. He leaves the train, picks up SpongeBob, and holds him in front of the train.
Oh.
Hello. Hi. What are you waving at? What? What? Huh?
No money.
No money?
No money.
That's cringe. Why do you not have money? Why doesn't he have money? Why is he broke? Why no money?
I'm broke. I've got $6 to my name.
Steal.
I've got $6 to my name.
Steal?
No. That was not an option.
We here at WBDG do not endorse crime.
We do not endorse stealing. We do not endorse crime. And we
certainly do not endorse the murder of SpongeBob SquarePants, beloved cartoon character by all ages.
Exactly. We do endorse the
murder of
Mickey Mouse.
The murder of Mickey Mouse either.
Yes, we do, because then Miles wins.
No, that 120-year-old mouse does not get to die.
That's another thing. SpongeBob's a young gun.
SpongeBob is 60.
No, SpongeBob's a young gun. He's got the athleticism. He's got the fundamentals.
He's a nuclear irradiated sea sponge.
Uh-huh.
I have a humanoid mouse that never ages.
No, but Mickey Mouse, he's an unk. He's an old head. He can't keep up with these young guys.
He has experience.
No, he can't keep up with these young guys.
Mickey Mouse was literally in the war.
I mean, he's like a 2007 Jerry Rice.
What?
Like Jerry Rice, the greatest NFL receiver of all time, was on the Seattle Seahawks practice squad, which means he wasn't even on the team. He played one preseason game, and that was it. It's the same type of dilemma. One of the greatest of all time, Mickey Mouse, one of the greatest of all time.
Mickey Mouse has
the experience.
He can't
keep up with these young guys.
He has so much experience. He can absolutely keep up. He doesn't age. Mickey Mouse was in the war.
What?
At least two wars.
In Mickey Mouse Clubhouse?
No. But Mickey Mouse canon. If we're talking Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, Mickey, he's only been around for 20 years tops. That's a young gun, if I've ever heard of it.
Nope. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't get to say nope to the facts.
That's not true, because Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is still Mickey Mouse, just a different version. So Mickey Mouse has been around as long. Or Mickey Mouse has been around, you know what I'm saying?
Also, now I'm allowed to say. So now we're counting them as the same.
No, I'm just saying that Mickey Mouse was alive before Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. And
oh,
probably...
but we're using Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Mickey, aren't we?
Uh-huh.
So then he's only been around for so long, he's younger.
Nope, not
sure. Oh, yes, he is.
No, because he was around before Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, but it's not the same Mickey Mouse, is it? It's a different version of Mickey, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Oh, if it's not a different, it's not a different version of Mickey, then he has the war experience.
That's not true.
Oh, Miles, your argument is faltering.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely faltering.
It's objectively not.
It is. You can't decide on the argument here.
Because we're talking about Mickey Mouse as an entity, but we're also talking about the specific physical form.
We have established that I am using Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Mickey Mouse is a separate Mickey Mouse.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
But he was still a...
Oh, but that's not what happened. No, I'm not done.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse Mickey Mouse has only been around since like 2011, tops. And he's an adult mouse. If we consider that time has passed, Mickey Mouse is probably only around 30, 35.
But I think with age, you have to determine just the entity as a whole instead of, because I mean, Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is just a separate timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Or a separate universe.
Sure.
So it's the same. So with age, you consider the whole entity.
Consider.
But if we're talking about the physical form, then that's when you branch off into we need a specific one.
Consider
but for age,
the following. SpongeBob.
Okay.
Nuclear irradiation. Bikini Atoll tests. Okay. 1960s.
Okay.
SpongeBob has been around since before the Vietnam War.
Yeah, and Mickey Mouse has been around since the 1920s.
Since World War II, at least, I believe.
Mickey Mouse, no, because Disney was like founded in the 1920s, right?
Was it?
Yeah.
Are we sure?
Here.
Because when does Snow White?
When was the first Mickey Mouse short? 1928.
How about that?
So, Mickey Mouse...
Only 30 years older.
Uh-huh. I mean... Yeah.
As a concept, of course. But we're talking about the character.
Yeah.
The individual character.
The individual character, Mickey Mouse, has the same age as the 1928 Steamboat Willie because it's the same character, just a different timeline.
If it's a different timeline, then it can start at a different time.
No.
It can.
Because the timelines, this is how they explain it in Avengers, so obviously that's how this works. Or in Doctor Strange or whatever.
Are you familiar with...
Or this is how they explain in every single time travel movie.
You're familiar with
the
Three Musketeers, aren't you?
This is how they explain it in every single time travel movie. Time is a straight line.
That is absolutely not how they describe it in every single time travel movie.
Can I talk, please?
You can try.
Time is a straight line, but then an event happened that branches off.
Mm-hmm.
So... If we're talking about the birth of Mickey Mouse, there are different events. The birth of Mickey... Okay, let me talk.
Go ahead.
The birth of Mickey Mouse is my shoulder. And if I move up to my elbow-ish, that's where it starts to branch off, and that's where these different timelines, such as Steamboat Willie and Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and Fantasia and all these other ones branch off.
Oh, no. See, here's where that
I didn't happens. Say you could use Fantasia.
I know you didn't. But here's where your argument begins to falter. You are calling the birth of Mickey Mouse the Nexus event that causes all of these branching timelines. Mickey Mouse is the start.
Yeah.
But that simply doesn't work. Have you heard of The Three Musketeers?
What about it?
The Three Musketeers is the Mickey Mouse movie that takes place in the olden days, as in the 1400s, as in the time of kingdoms. Meaning that Mickey Mouse in this timeline was born much earlier than he is in any other timeline. Fantasia takes place in a fantasy world outside of our own world. This implies that Mickey Mouse is not the beginning of the timeline. There is a timeline...
Canonically, how old is Mickey Mouse?
We're not talking about this yet. Let me finish. The event that is branching off these other timelines is not the birth of Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse's birth is one of those events that comes from a branched off timeline. Oh. There is an event that occurs beforehand that dictates when Mickey Mouse is born. That is the timeline that is being changed.
No.
Yes.
No, because if we're talking about the start of the Mickey Mouse universe, If we're talking about the start of the Mickey Mouse universe, it has to start whenever Mickey Mouse was born.
Yes. Whenever Mickey Mouse was born, but that time changes depending on which movie, which property it is.
No, because it is the same entity. It is the same
different,
character.
Different versions of the same entity.
No, different timelines of the same character.
Timelines can occur in separate times.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
So there hold up. So you are saying that theoretically, there is a timeline in which, like, obviously, I mean, there's timelines where, like, the Civil War didn't happen, but there's timelines in which the Earth really started, like, 30 million years before now.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Easily.
No.
So here's why I know this. Here's how I know that happens. Do you know how the Earth formed?
How?
The Earth is a bunch of rocks.
Uh-huh.
A chunk of a bigger rock hit the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, there were hundreds of thousands of other rocks that have gone past the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
If one of those rocks had just flown a little closer, then the event that kick-started Earth's formation could have been anywhere earlier. Also could have happened later. Had the rock that hit Earth that had water on it,
yeah,
right?
But if we're okay, but
kick-started, like, had landed, had it been just like,
but if we're talking
gone
about
gone past another planet on its way there, pulled by the gravity well, right?
Okay, yeah, that was a poor example, but if we're talking about
example.
Mickey Mouse, you're talking about Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse, because theoretically, if you're talking about these
we're
different
out of time closing arguments,
if you're talking about these different timelines, that doesn't mean that, or I'm trying to think of how to word this. If we're talking about these different timelines, Mickey Mouse can't be born in different times. That's not, otherwise they're completely different things. But we're talking about Mickey Mouse as an entity with a different version from a different timeline in a different universe. That's not this, that doesn't mean he was born at a different time.
Mickey Mouse beats the crap out of SpongeBob.
Is that your closing argument?
I'm not done.
Okay.
Mickey Mouse has his access to his Mouseketools. We've established this. These Mouseketools can be anything, but it all depends on how Mickey Mouse uses them, and he always uses them correctly, because he has the power of the fourth wall, and he communicates to the children viewers of the show, who learn as they go. Mickey Mouse learns from the outside influence.
He doesn't learn from them.
He absolutely
you
learns from them.
He can't
it's my,
hear them.
It's my closing argument.
But he can't
now.
Hear them.
Shh. Silence.
Okay, well, he can't hear them. There, that's my closing argument.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Versus. I have been Kieran Sandulo. He has been Miles Sprong. Mickey Mouse beats the crap out of SpongeBob.
No, wrong.
Anyways, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Bye.